When I think about all the inventions and discoveries in my lifetime, it's mind-boggling. Plastic, television, computers, cell phones, jet airplanes, color photography, and that doesn't scratch the surface. But I believe the most extraordinary marketing successes have been achieved by two products that are centuries old: drinking water and music. Last year in America, we drank 9.1 billion gallons of bottled water. 222 bottles apiece, 4 bottles every week for every man, woman, and child in America. Even I have paid $5 for a cold bottle on a hot golf course. Bottled water didn't exist when I was growing up. Nobody carried water around with them. And music? Music was something you went somewhere and listened to. Even after portable radios came out, people didn't lug them around every day. Today, kids between 8 and 18 listen to music nearly 3 hours every day. 3 out of 4 8 to 18-year-olds own an iPod or MP3. This is the same human species that got along fine without constant music in our ears and bottles of water in our mouths, backpacks, purses, pockets, on our belts and bikes. Why suddenly do you have to carry water constantly, as though you're heading across the desert, and pipe music into your head all day? Because you can.
John Malmo is an independent marketing consultant. Ask Mr. Malmo your own marketing question. Go to askmalmo.com.